Welcome to Chica Travel. My name is Miss Lelobi. Today I'm talking group travel. I'm going to be joined by two ladies later on in the show. So when I started traveling a while ago, one of the things I used to dream about was traveling with a group of girls and traveling with a bae. And my first trip outside of the country, if you don't count Lesotho, that is, I once went to Lesotho on a church trip, that doesn't count. I was to the US and I was visiting a boyfriend at the time who had been seconded to LA for about 6 months. It wasn't a vacation because he would wake up and go to work in the morning. So that doesn't really count as a vacation. And the next time I traveled out was with four guy friends. We went to Paris and Amsterdam in the middle of December. It was super cold. And as much as I had a great time with them on those trips, I would always see pictures of girls traveling with their friends. And I'd feel super sad that I wasn't part of a group of girlfriends that could travel together. For some reason, I just wasn't. Now, fast forward to 2018, I decided I was going to spend my birthday in Barcelona and invite my friends. And even though some of them would be meeting there for the first time on the trip, I thought, why not? Let's do it. So the trip was a huge success and six of us traveled to Spain and Italy. And it was every bit as incredible as I dreamed it would be. And in the same year, I also took a weekend trips with 15 strangers from Johannesburg. Some of them came from KZN, some came from Cape Town. We all traveled to Durban for a weekend. And the verdict from all of that is that I'm here for girls' trips. So today on the podcast, I am joined by Tebogo and Nayanda. They are two of the ladies that I traveled to Durban with, and I'm going to be chatting to them about their experience on group travel. Welcome, Ayanda and Tebogo. Hello, ladies.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Lilo.
How are you?
We're good.
How are you?
Good.
Ayanda, you are on radio, you're my darling, on the podcast, hey? Ladies, thank you so much for saying yes to me, inviting you here. But firstly, thank you for saying yes to me, putting out a Twitter post and saying, ladies, let's go to Durban and we'll meet for the first time at the airport. Are you guys mad? why did you just decide, yes, you're going to do that?
Well, so I saw your post and I had been toying around with the idea of doing a bit of travel, but my friends would always dump me.
Literally,
yes. They would just dump me. We'd make plans. We'd create a whole budget system. And then like literally one, I try this friend. The other one falls pregnant. The other one, it was just not working out. And I saw you post, and at the time I needed a break. I needed to get away. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? It's either I get away alone or I join this trip. And I signed up and yeah, I didn't think it was odd because I figured I could meet other women who would be able to help me in my journey.
Nice.
And teach me something different.
Awesome. Yeah. And then, Ayanda, how did you hear of it?
Oh, well, I saw your tweet, obviously. Okay, yes. And then I was like, oh, wow, this is awesome, actually. I'm going to sign up for this. So with me, I usually used to have like solo travels, Okay. So like I'll go to places. Well, my sister used to stay in Cape Town. So I'll go there like on a long road trip. Yeah, and
you
then
would drive alone.
Yeah. No, actually, I'll take the bus. Yeah, that's like
that's not like driving alone.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to drive to Cape Town. Sorry, let alone Durban.
Then with Durban, I used to go there most of the time alone. I'll book a place, then go there alone, and then just explore the area and everything. So for me, the idea of traveling with people, strangers, it was awesome, but not really new because on my solo travels, I meet like strangers and then we just hang around. And then, yeah, after that, I just go to my hotel. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm joining this group.
Oh, nice. Okay. So before you went on the trip now, did you tell anyone that you are going on a trip with strangers?
Yeah, I actually did. So I told my friend and my sister and they were like, oh, anyway, you're used to traveling alone. So for you, it's not like a new thing. Yeah, just enjoy yourself there. Mm. Yeah, so that's what they basically said.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell anyone.
Why not?
Because I know my friends.
They're gonna judge you.
No, they'll ask questions like, and then
it would be weird and awkward.
So everyone must not sit and think. So, and I remember a friend the day before, I had to tell one friend because she'd said she had asked to see me on the Saturday. I said to her, dude, I can't. I'm not going to be able to hang out with you. She's like, what are you doing? No, I'm going to Durban. Oh, okay. Are you going to Amanda? Because a friend of mine, Amanda, stays in Durban. Like, no. I'm not going to. But I'll see you on Sunday. Okay. I'll see you on Sunday. Oh, okay, so what are you doing in Durban? I'm just hanging out. What's on my limit?
What is going on?
Who's the bae?
Yeah.
Tell us who the bae. And since when do you go on trips with boys? What's happening?
Oh, she thought you were going with the boy.
Yeah. Hmm. And then I told her that, no. So I'm going on a trip. Okay, cool. And I said, it's a travel with the girls. Who are these girls? No, do you know Lelo from Tata? No, I don't. No. So I'm just going, what's a my lady stranger? Yeah, I am. Narwa then. Literally, that was a no, I'm not crazy. I'm just really okay. And now on the group chat.
Oh.
But fortunately, there's like four of us in the group chat.
Okay.
So she's like, Batum, guys, Tebogo is going to Durban.
With people she doesn't know.
And basically, she needs to leave the group because she's got new friends. Clearly, we are not friends enough for her.
Oh, so emotional.
And I said to her, guys, because I'd ask one of my friends.
Mm.
And the only other person that would have been keen for the trip is the person that lives in Durban. But she was working that weekend anyway.
Okay. Yeah, so
But she was like, you know what? Whatever makes you happy, do that. Because she'd known that like for a year or 2 years, I'd been wanting to do. But I was doing stuff with her. So we'd do like little trips around Gauteng.
Okay.
But then, I didn't tell. When I told my mom, I was like, no, I'm going with a group of girls. She's like, okay. She's in Flexop. Okay.
But like before you guys went on this trip, were you nervous about how it would be, whether you would get along with people? What were you nervous about?
Yeah, well, for me, I was a bit nervous because I'm used to hanging around with guys. I've got like more guy friends than girls, and I'm much more comfortable with my guy friends.
Yeah.
So I was a bit nervous to have like a group of 17 girls
around me.
It was like a lot. And I was thinking cat fights, wine, and all of those things. but then I think we really got along fine, I'd say.
You'd say? It doesn't sound like you're sure. Did we get along fine?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there were no catfights. None that I recall anyway. Anyway, so how was the experience though? Just being with a group of strangers in a different city. How was it for you?
One thing that I was most nervous about was ending up in the same room with someone that I did not click with. If that makes sense. So it just, for me, I don't, and as well, I'm very awkward. So being awkward and now having to explain why I'm awkward, I did not want any of that. And unfortunately, that never, because it somehow people that are very bubbly and are very extroverts are people that I attract in my life.
Nice.
Which is weird. Because I'm...
Who did you end up with, Princess?
Liso.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's China.
Yeah. ended up with Liso. And she's really just like, she's an advocate for anything and everything woman. Mm. She's just like, you don't want to do it? It's fine. Do something else.
Yes.
You want to go overseas? Go. What's stopping you?
That's so true. Because she's now in China.
Yes.
So that's amazing. So you got a nice roommate. And it was quite weird because you guys shared a room literally with strangers.
Yeah.
Well, how was that experience for you, Ayanda?
For me, it was good because I was with Nosipo.
Mm-hmm.
So she's more of a convert. is a journalist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so she is.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll talk about anything and she'll probe me to actually talk because I'm more of an introvert as well. Mm. So she'll probe me to talk and we'll talk. And yeah, I think we had a nice time and I had a nice roommate.
You had the best room. What do you mean?
Oh, and we had the best and the biggest room.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It was a corner room. You know how corner houses are big.
Yeah, that was not
an office.
That was huge. Room. Yeah, it was huge. Yeah.
Honeymoon suite.
So, Thailand. So clearly you had a great time in Durban with all these strangers, and now you're going overseas. You're going to Thailand. Have you guys traveled internationally before?
I've only been to Mozambique. I haven't.
It counts. I couldn't use your passport. If you use your passport, it counts.
And Lesotho, but it's not. So I haven't been overseas.
Yes. Across the border.
So I haven't. It'll be my first. I've been wanting to go.
I'm sure your mother will be like, go.
No, she keeps saying to me, Have you thought about you're going to do?
Yes.
What have you? Yes. Have you?
Oh. I love your mom. And Ayanda?
Well, I've been out of the country quite often. I've been to Zimbabwe. I've been to Botswana. Mm-hmm. And then
I haven't been to Botswana. I really need to go. But I'm not prioritizing it for some reason because I'm kind of waiting for that exciting thing that's going to attract me to Botswana.
Oh, that's going to attract you there. Yes. Yeah.
Where else?
And then this will be like my first overseas.
Nice. Oh, guys, I'm so... That makes me so happy. Because, you know, it's like we're making, like, good memories for people as well.
Yeah.
I remember even when we went to Durban, one of the girls said that this is my first time in Durban. One of them said this is my first time in a plane, flying. Mm-hmm. So it's I really like that aspect of creating those beautiful memories. Okay, so what are you excited about?
Okay, well, for me...
She's like,
it'll be okay. Like, what I'm really excited about is riding the elephants, but then, like, these
riding the elephants, you know, there's something about that riding the elephants,
so it's like they are cruelly treated for them to actually, be cool with people and everything like that. So, I actually watched a video of how they're treated. So I don't know, but I still want to ride an elephant. I saw that, but yeah, it's quite painful.
The elephant thing, and even in Bali, there's a lot of talk currently about responsible tourism and how we shouldn't support places that are cruel to animals. So whereas at one point I went to the Lion Park here in Joburg, and we paid for an experience to touch, I don't know if it's a tiger or a leopard, whatever that thing is. I don't know the difference, sorry. So we were petting it. And I was excited at that time, but now the more and more I read, I'm like, actually, it's not its natural state. They do things to them to make them that calm
so
are we now, just because we want to take a picture next to this elephant or whatever, are we now going to support places that do harm? And for someone, I mean, I enjoy, like, you know, game drives and whatever, so just seeing the animals in the natural habitat and just them being themselves, it's really, really amazing. So I don't know if I will support you going to ride elephant.
When I read that post, it's actually quite cruel what they do to them. But I think, no, I still want to ride an elephant. And I'm still going to ride an elephant.
Just disappear and don't tell me. When we are in Thailand, just go. So I don't know where you are. And then you can come back later.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then apparently the street food is nice.
Yes, I heard about street food.
Yeah, and then I should be prepared to eat anything. Like anything that crawls.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah, apparently snails, snakes, and all of that.
Oof. Are you also going to be that adventurous?
I'm just going to explore. Mm. I'll eat first before they tell me what it is, because if I know, I know I'm not going to eat. Yeah.
Okay, and obviously the massages. There's a lot about massages.
Oh, yeah.
And the beaches?
Definitely. That's what we're going there for.
Yeah. Because we have like, we're going to Thailand the 20th to the 29th of August. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited. I think it's going to be the first time for me as well going with such a big group. Mm. I think the logistics are going to be very interesting. And another thing that I was thinking about is because I'm kind of been like the organizer, and now I'm going to have to now come up with an itinerary for us or different itineraries. Do you think are you worried about the fact that someone else is planning the itinerary, or are you comfortable with the fact that if it's group travel, we don't all have to do the same thing at the same time? Mm. What are your thoughts on the itinerary part for a group trip?
So my thing it's always fun to do stuff as a group. Cool. Mm. But not everybody likes doing the same thing.
Yes.
So my feeling has always been that there can be a set itinerary set up. Not everybody has to participate in that. So if I think people shouldn't catch feelings if five people decide to do something else other than that.
Yeah.
Let's not sit and bicker about it. Let's not sit and yes, we came together.
Mm, mm.
But if you don't, like personally, I've never gone and had a massage and it was out of this world. So I think for me,
I can relate with that experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's not like getting massages. It sounds great going to the spa, but there's only so much time I can spend in my gown. You know, like it's for, it's just like, okay, for me, I'll go to the spa, but there are certain treatments that I won't do. So if someone is in the itinerary, there's a whole list of, like, why must you massage my head and my shoulders and my legs and
on the people splitting up and reading about group travel etiquette, I think it's an opportunity for us to obviously we all go and do different things and then maybe in the evening then we meet up for drinks and now we're getting all these stories from the different people in terms of what they did to share and all of that. So I think there is some benefit to also splitting up. But anyway, I think it's a good option to also like split people up to kind of do that. So what are you excited about then, Tebogo?
I've been looking at stuff online, right?
Yes.
But you know the videos that people share on social media of Thailand and whatnot. And then I sit and I Google and I'm thinking, oh, these people have money. Because all of these things that they're doing requires lots of travel to the place, lots of money, lots of this. And then I saw Mihlali's trip to Thailand. Mm. I don't know if you saw that.
I must go check it out.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's what I want.
I have to tell you what Mihlali did. Maybe I must ask Mihlali to come and talk to us and tell us about her trip.
I think so. Because the thing is, and I think she did it for her birthday or something. Mm.
This year.
And even, yes, I think it was this year, the beginning of this year.
Mm.
Something like that.
Okay, I'm going to go
she was,
Mihlali.
Like, I literally, when she went to, and we had already decided on the trip.
The trip. So,
that's what drew me to now look at her stories and see her pic. Like, she went on a boat trip as well.
Yes.
I mean, not everybody is like keen on like boat.
Yeah. And which is why
I've never been on a yacht. Mm. So I wouldn't mind it. I'm worried about the seasickness because then there's no point. I'm going to be irritated the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the Vaal River, but does it count?
It does.
Oh, okay.
It does, guys. Tourism can start at home, right?
We can
even with the little things that we do, all these trips that you were talking about, like you do
Gauteng
trips, go to Makgalies, go wherever, those count.
Yeah.
And those are important because then they spark this interest to go and see the wider world.
Like it just looked beautiful. Yeah. Her trip was like,
okay, so we're gonna go stalk Mihlali. Hopefully she can say yes to coming to chat to us as well. And then guys, just before we wrap up, what tips would you give to someone who's going to join group travel? What tips? I've got some here.
Okay.
It says that basic manners.
Yeah.
It's just normal common courtesy.
Yes.
As a tip. And then don't be negative. Don't be that person who's always complaining.
Mm.
You agree? We didn't have that, did we?
No.
No,
there were little characters here and there. Like, I think on the second day, characters were kind of coming out.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anything that was like, okay, no, this one, you are not invited to the next one. There wasn't any of that. So I didn't have to block anyone and say, no, you can't come to the next one. I think we are all adults and we had fun, and it was just people just being friendly and wanting to have a great time. And then, and then the other one was just about split up to do the different activities so that you can reconnect later on to then just talk about how it went. So you don't have anything to add to that? You think that's it, ne? That's adequate.
I think maybe respect as well.
Respect
has definitely. To, you need to be able to be respectful of somebody, other people and their cultural, cultural beliefs.
That is so true.
Because we don't all believe in the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Yeah. Mm. But you need to respect the fact that we don't all.
I agree 100% with that. So for people who are wondering, is group travel, does it have any benefits? I was reading an article. Firstly, there's a quote actually here. It says, when you set sail with a group of strangers, you're not totally on your own. You have the security and moral support of your crew, the people you're with.
True.
Yet you are free from the expectations that normally frame you. You are at liberty to do and be who you like. True. I think that's a nice thing, like, hey? Yeah, nobody knows you. Nobody has expectations of how you're going to behave or what you're expected to do or not do. So it's just you and these people, and it's just,
And then there's also safety in numbers. So you actually feel safe.
Yeah.
But you can still do like what you want and everything.
Yeah.
But you have that security.
Yeah, there are people around you.
Group.
Nice. True. So part of the benefits is that with the support of other travelers, you are most likely to step out of your comfort zone and do things that you wouldn't normally do when you are on your own. And traveling in a group opens the options to make new friends and find travel buddies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now we are travel buddies now because now we travel to now we are going to Thailand. So now there you go. And I think what I'm liking about our Chika travel trip to Durban is I see on social media people that met on the trip and now they're friends and now they're meeting outside of this thing that we created, and they're just having their own visits, and it's really been amazing to watch. And with group travel, there's no stress of organizing details. Mm. Luckily, our accommodation is sorted, flights are sorted. We only have to worry about itinerary. Even then, it's because we want to and we're not getting the agency to do it for us. And the sharing the experience is more fun, right? Rather than doing it alone.
Yep.
And group travel is much more cost effective than going at it alone. Yes. So, for example, now you're going to be sharing a room with someone instead of like paying for your own room if you're traveling alone.
True.
So, yeah, guys, that's it for group travel. If there's some, let's say there's someone who's wondering whether or not they should join our trip to Thailand. One reason, you must give a reason why they should join us.
Oh, well, I got a friend from work.
Yes.
Pearl, she's in the group.
Yay! She's with us. So she's going with us.
Yes,
nice.
She is.
Awesome.
She was like, I can't. Yeah, I think she sent you an email first. And then when Houston's pulled out, then that's when she actually came in.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was like flipping excited. Every time I see her at work,
Thailand!
Yes, everything's like Thailand. Thailand this. So,
okay, we have to make it exciting.
It's going to be exciting.
Nice. And Tebogo, last word?
I think for connection, I learned so much from the people that were at the Durban trip. They're people. I mean, Dr. Z is like an education fundi.
We love her.
She's an advocate for women.
Doctor because of her PhD. Guys.
Exactly. She's a big advocate for women who pursue their dreams and go for it. And it takes that one person to motivate so many other people to do more, to be better. So, yes, traveling is great and all, but imagine who you could meet who could change your life. And a woman.
I love it. That's why I love traveling with women. I think it was just the biggest dream for me. I was like, I would love to just go on girls trips. And it couldn't happen with my friends for the longest time until last year. Yeah. So thank you guys for saying yes to my craziness and also for joining me today. I think this has been an amazing conversation, and I hope people who are out there like doubting whether they probably are not brave enough to travel on their own and they're wondering is joining strangers on a trip even an option. So thank you so much for the conversation, and thank you guys for listening. And please give us your feedback. Let's continue the conversation on social media via hashtag ShchikaTravelPod. And until next time, goodbye.
Bye.